talented student athletes it could recruit. But that meant Duke had to recruit a certain type of player who could fit into the social fabric of the university as well as head coach Mike Krzyzewski's more disciplined style of play. "We look for talent and the academic potential to stay enrolled and not become overwhelmed," said Krzyzewski. "The third thing is, most importantly, character. What kind of kid is he? For us, it's not about one or two parent households because kids can be from anywhere. But are they good guys? How are they in class?" The good guys he recruited tended to pick up the team culture quicker because they had already been exposed to Duke-style values by their current teams or families. "These guys all come from families where they listen to their parents, coaches, and teammates," Coach K said. "We also evaluate how they react when their coach talks to them in a huddle and how they celebrate their teammates." Krzyzewski's faith in the elite Duke culture set the bar for the team. Additionally, it allowed him to ensure that culture thrived by recruiting athletes who fit the image that the university was trying to develop. Players like Grant Hill, Bobby Hurley, and Brian Davis. Despite changes in the landscape of college basketball, with more players foregoing graduation to sign professional contracts in the NBA, until recently, Krzyzewski's players regularly stayed all 4 years in college and graduated. Thanks to the Rebels' victory over Duke the previous year, the rivalry was heightened, and the 1991 Final Four matchup between UNLV and Duke gave Krzyzewski's Blue Devils the opportunity to embrace this new battle of cultures. The Rebels were undefeated, 34-0 going into the game, and played to their bad boy label, but the Duke good guys were prepared. From the opening tip-off, Duke showcased an extremely disciplined style of play. Power forward Christian Laettner scored 20.